What's up, Great Unboxing? we're trying to carry this shit show from Masters of the Galaxy to the Great Unboxing. We're going to do a podcast here one way or another. Once Ozone jumps on here, I'm going to try to invite him. We're having some technical difficulties, man. Facebook Live is killing us tonight. Hopefully that's Ozone right now. I got it on my... So if that's you... Give me a... Ah, there he is. Hey, I can add you! Yes! I'm inviting! Come on! It might take a second, Brian. Hang tough. You're a mean one, Mr. Grinch. Facebook has been fucking us. It took me a while last time, dude. I got you on camera right now. I'm adding you. It says inviting, so hang tough. It might take a second. It took a second last time you tried to invite me. It waited like 30 seconds or a minute.
There we are. Split screen, baby.
All right, let me plug in my headphones. I'm sorry, I'm yelling.
That's quite all right. At least we're here.
All right, hang tough. Hey, we got this.
We finally figured it out.
All right, hold on. I got you. Oh, man. Hey. All right, so listen. So check this out. What's up, James Manning?
What's up, guys? Hey, listen. Maybe Cassandra could do us a favor. Maybe she can go to the Masters website and let everybody know to come here.
I already did.
Oh, you're the man. You guys are the
come
best.
Come on, man.
You guys are the best.
All right. So let me explain real quick. So Ozone and I have been trying to do...
We've been trying to get this going like the last 20 minutes.
Dude, it's been an hour.
Yeah, it has been an hour. It's 8 o'clock, yeah.
I'm excited, dude. I had this whole Grinch set up. I had my green lights going. I had my metal guitar.
I know.
What's up, Cutright? So Brian.
Yeah.
I want to welcome you to... just so everybody knows, this is Brian's first time live on the Great Unboxing.
Hello.
So, even though this is the Masters of Galaxy podcast...
Well, it's split. it's kind of a weird family. We're all in it together. It's all one big happy family. It's not just Masters. Yep. It's the great Masters Unboxing 80s
Waffle Cornucopia
Destruction. You know, we're all a big one happy family. And that's the thing that we're gonna you know, come to grips about with all the different groups that we have. Each group has its own identity, has its own agendas and stuff like that. But the main focus for us is to embrace and bring them all together as one and be under one banner. And that's what we plan on doing. You know, that's the community that we're in, and we want to make sure that, you know, we cover all bases, and that's the reason why there are all different pages, because different pages cover different things, you know.
Correct.
So
this is sorry, keep going.
No.
this for James Manning, or not James Manning, Kevin Castillo says it's finally great to see you in person, Brian.
Oh, nice.
this for you guys who don't see Brian in person or talk to him like I get a chance to through Facebook Messenger or phone. This is what I love about Mr. Ozone. He shares that feeling that we share in the Waffle Mafia, that we share throughout our groups. We're a combined community. We're not out to compete. We're not out to
outdo each other.
We're out to grow our community, keep Masters relevant, and other toy lines, stuff that we love, stuff that we grew up and do. Aaron Johnson, David Karbalka, we started something a year and a half ago. I met Brian, you know, halfway into that.
Yep.
Did a little waffle romancing with him, got him. And now he's been gracious enough to invite myself and Cassandra to be admins over at Masters of the Galaxy and help spread what he believes that we're doing over at Galaxy. So guys, in the unboxing, the waffle groups, please come join, come join Masters of the Galaxy, spread it out, let everybody know, man. We're going to be doing some fun stuff between all our groups.
Yeah.
Brian included. Brian's coming to WaffleCon. We're getting his ass over
I'm
there.
I'm definitely going to be there. I'm definitely coming.
And I'm going to see Brian this Saturday in New York City. We're going to do something fun. We're going to have a live video, but I'm going to finally meet somebody from one of these goddamn groups.
Yeah, it's good. I'm telling you, it's fun when you actually finally meet somebody, that you've been talking to or you see and you talk to a lot online, and then you finally get to meet them, person, face to face. It's a cool, it's a cool feeling. It cements the friendship even more,
Hell yeah.
So it's pretty cool that I'm going to get to meet you guys.
We're going to buy toys together.
Yeah, we definitely are. We will.
I can't wait.
Yes.
I'm 37 and I'm excited to go buy toys with another man, my girlfriend.
It's going
to
be a good time. It's going to be a good time.
No, go ahead.
But yeah, getting back to the idea of, of having the different groups. I mean, it's good to have different groups. You got different personalities with different things and people are into different things, and that's great. Not everybody's always into the same thing. And that's why there are different groups and different places to go to on the web.
Hell yeah.
But the goal is to kind of try to bring everybody together and make under one banner sort of and embrace everybody and try to bring pretty much masters because I'm a masters guy, you're a masters guy, most of the guys are, so that's gonna be like the driving force of everything.
Hell yeah.
And and it's a good thing because there's so much to do and so much to collect and there's so much story. The line is over 30 years old. And it's just so much involved with it. It's a good thing to do. There's a lot to collect. There's a lot to do. There's a lot to buy.
So much to buy.
Yeah, I mean, there's just so much that they made. I mean, there's just so much things that are out there for you to collect and things. I got to get my ass on the great unboxing and start opening things up.
This is your introduction, dude. In this, I mean, unfortunately, not unfortunate, but hey, you're here. We're doing the podcast, and this is what we're talking about. It's the Masters of the Galaxy podcast. We had some trouble, but you know what? Here we are in another group doing the podcast.
Yeah,
it's still getting done. It's still being shared with the people we love,
the
friends we've made through these groups. And here we are doing it, regardless if it was in, Galaxy.
Anyway, any of the groups.
Unboxing, Legends, we're running it, we're doing it. And we have a great honor tonight. We have somebody watching, Mr. James Manlore Manning. He has a page called King He-Man and the Masters of the Universe.
Okay.
And James is what we call the keeper of the books in our Waffle Mafia. He has every mini comic episode. He's like an encyclopedia of Masters of the Universe. So James,
you got to get together, bro. We got to talk.
Hell yeah! There's only four of us going right now, but James, man, if you got any questions, Kevin, you got any questions, Cassandra, throw them out there. We're open for them tonight. We're free flowing. It may go 10 minutes. It may go 30 minutes. Who knows?
Yeah. It was a little bit of a debacle. I linked one of my old. I had a page. It was called 80s Masters, and I don't know if it was yesterday or the day before. I linked it with the Masters of the Galaxy page, and I don't know, something got screwed up with it that we weren't able to get together on the video chat, so go live or whatever it's called. So that's why we're here, but it doesn't make a difference if we're here or there or anywhere.
Nope.
It doesn't matter to me.
We'll do it here. We'll share it with Galaxy, and again, Doug hopefully can put us up on you know, the podcast.
I mean, yes. I mean, shit, doesn't matter if we do it here 1 week, we do it there 1 week, we do it another place another week. Doesn't make a difference to me as long as we're talking Masters of the Universe and having
hell
fun,
yeah,
getting the people involved, you know, getting their if they got questions, we got answers. If we have answers and they have questions, you know, however it works.
Man, I always got questions. Cassandra has asked, can we see the entire outfit? And I'm assuming she's referring to my tight ass Grinch costume. My man nipples are hanging out. So I'm going to stand up real quick. I'll be right back so I can show everybody this horrible thing I wore. I had this whole thing set up. I was going to play some, and I did. I posted the video. I played a little guitar. So here we go. God, this thing is so tight.
Oh, nice. Yeah, wait.
Poor bro.
Wait till next week. I have the Batman outfit like that, so I'll wear mine.
But I'll tell you what. When I picked this up, Walmart was having a clearance, and I picked up another costume, which I'll wear at another time.
And I made sure it had the butt flap, too, so in case of emergencies, you know?
this, like I said, this is what I love about you, that this is what we're trying to do, and this is what we're trying to bring. The Grinch isn't Masters of the Universe, but you know what? It's fun.
Yeah.
We're having a good time. We're talking to people. We're talking about Masters. We have groups that are Masters-themed. But, you know, this is one of my favorite Christmas cartoons. This makes me happy. I love the cartoon.
Yeah, I actually watched it with my kids the other day for the first time, and they were like, oh, we like the movie better. I was like, really? I was like, all right, you know, that's the world we live in now, you know?
Yeah, I know, but yeah. This makes me happy. We're having fun, and we're doing what we do.
Yeah.
So this is, like I said, this is what I love about, your philosophy about what we do. You fall into the same realm that I do. It's not a competition. It's not
dominant. No, not at all. It's just about having fun. It's about making friends.
Well, I amend that. It is a competition because we're going to have the most fun.
Oh, well, yeah. Well, I agree with that. But, I mean, you know, it's not a competition in, you know, like, you know, who's got the most members, who's got the most friends, who's got the most knowledge, this and that. It's more or less of who's having the most fun, and that's all that matters, man. I mean, you know, you gotta, if it's not fun, it's not worth doing. I know I've said that before in other podcasts, and it that's the truth. I mean, you gotta find someone.
Press that in a second, James.
You gotta find somebody whom you can have fun with and enjoy doing this with. And, you know, like I said, I found my Paul McCartney, and I'm glad
this is our bromance, dude.
Yeah, man. I mean, you know, I finally found it. I mean, you know, unfortunately, you live thousands of miles away. I wish you lived down the block, man.
No. I'm less than 3 hours away.
Yeah. You know, but, dude, if you live down the block, we'd have a fucking band already and be
exactly
playing with toys.
If I lived down the block, I'd be single. Cassandra would have left me already. We'd be playing music. James Manning asked, so what do we think of Super 7 going to China to see the new stuff? They posted up Super 7. Brian Flynn posted up a picture. James, remind us, who is in the who was it? The it was Bodies. I know Super 7 was checking out.
Oh, that's
the
right.
Production quality.
Yeah, I saw the pictures. Yeah.
Yeah. You know what? If Brian Flynn's going over to check production, I'm all for that. You know.
Yeah, no, it's good. It's quality control, and I think that being that he's the head of the company, he's doing the right thing by doing that. I mean, there's nobody else out there that should be doing it but him, you know? Well, I mean,
exactly.
I mean,
he didn't send a minion.
You know, he has his guys, his minions. I mean, I know he's got his right hand man. That's, his name is Brian as well, which I met. But you know, it's good to see him in the trenches and getting down and dirty and making sure everything is up to par. You know, I don't recall anybody from Mattel ever doing that. You know, I don't remember them ever, you know, going that route.
That's Straight truth, man. Straight truth. You know, James said it was Fangor that they were checking out. They showed the bodies.
Oh, yeah? Okay, cool.
But like you said, from what I've seen from podcasts, seeing Brian Flynn come over and do a podcast, you know, Fans of Power podcast with our buddy Joe Amato and stuff, to me, that's amazing. Like I said, growing up and just seeing He-Man and the toys and all this stuff, that to me was like, you know,
yeah.
And now to me, it's like you get to see behind the curtain. Like you get to see,
yeah,
like the wizard, and he's approachable.
Yeah. Well, I reached out to Brian the other day now that we're doing this live stuff.
Yes.
Because the problem was beforehand was that when we were doing the podcast, it was 7 o'clock here, which was, I think, what, 4 o'clock there?
4 o'clock there.
So it was kind of...
business hours for him.
Yeah, you know, so it was kind of working hours. So now that we could do, you know, this live anytime, I told him, I said, you know, whenever's a good day or time, let's do a live broadcast, you know, and get you on. So,
and we'll make that readily available. When Brian's going to be on, hopefully. Brian Flynn is actually a member here at the Great Unboxing, in case you didn't know.
Oh, that's awesome. Yeah, that's good.
He is. I don't know how he found it, but he showed up in the member request one night. I was like, Brian Flynn? I'm like, that's Brian Flynn from Super 7.
That's great.
So he is a member here at the Great Unboxing. I mean, obviously he's busy. He's not going to be active or anything like that, but we understand that. And I'm along the lines, like you said, I'm not criticizing and I'm not impatient about getting toys, you know, 6 months, 8 months, a year. I'm just happy, like James is saying, that there's somebody out there that cares about the toy lines, not just Masters, but all the lines and the cool shit that we grew up with.
Right.
And is involved in it and is trying to negotiate with Mattel and saying, yo, no, this is what people want.
Exactly.
This is what we want to do.
Exactly.
Here it is. All right. You know, okay, so the part didn't come out great. Well, we're going to wait, we're going to fix it, and we're going to make it better.
Exactly. And
I'm okay.
And that's good, because you know what? I'd rather wait for the whatever the problem, the leg, I don't know, let's just say like the leg is no good. And
yes, yeah.
You know, he wants it to be better, or he wants it to be more articulated, or
exactly,
or whatnot. And he's going to wait, and he's going to do the right thing by the fans, because he is a fan. And
correct.
And he's not in it just to make a quick buck or just, you know, shovel out you know, bullshit like Scott and I did with the classics, you know, with like when Stinkor came out. They came out with the blue accessories. I mean, come on, seriously? I mean he had a blue gun, he had a blue face mask. I mean, come on, you couldn't put a color on there. I mean, that was crap. You know, you're paying 26, you know, almost over $30 a figure with tax
for a figure,
for, you know, tax and shipping, and you're dicking out on coloring the it's a smack in the face to the collectors. I mean, it really was.
Again, this is, like I said, this is why I love you, and not in a weird way, but you turn out to me. The guy's dicking out.
Yeah, man. I mean, there's no other way of putting it. I mean,
no. Hey, here at the Grand Unboxing, even though it's Master Galaxy Podcast, you don't have to be holds barred. You can swear. You can. We'll filter it later.
Hey, listen. Listen. It's an adult line. It's
exactly.
You grew up with He-Man. You grew up. I don't know, 4, 5, 3, 2, you know, whatever it was. So now, you know, I'm 39 years old. I can curse. And if you don't like it.
Curse away, baby.
If you don't like it, then, you know, I'm sorry to say, pal, you know, earmuffs, or, you know, don't
earmuffs.
Don't listen. I mean, it's a way of life. I live in New York. I mean, fuck comes out every other word. You know, it's just the way that we talk. So,
Oh man,
you know,
I love this. I love this podcast. I love the galaxy. I love the groups I start out of, the groups I'm part of. To me, dude, this is so much fun. This is my escape. Look at me. Look what I'm wearing.
Yeah, you're a big green, you know,
I'm having a great time, man. We're talking He-Man. We're talking Super 7.
You know,
we're having a great time.
You did a little shredding, you know. It was pretty cool.
It was all planned out, and it went to shit.
I know. It's just technical difficulties, man. But, you know.
I did post the shredding video.
That's good. That's really good. Yeah, we got to, once I get this the studio down, we're going to have to do some type of.
Thanks, James.
Something. We're going to have to do something.
Oh, dude, this weekend, this Saturday will be our encounter. Yeah. We'll meet. We're gonna do a live video in New York City.
Oh yeah, sure.
Texas barbecue, man, you're more than welcome to join us for lunch or whatever the hell time it is. But
yeah, we're probably gonna do more than one video. We'll probably do a couple of live videos.
Cassandra's excited. We're gonna have some fun down in the city, hang out for a little bit. So I'm looking forward to that Saturday.
Yeah.
What do you got going on? Anything you want to talk about? Anything Masters? Anything Blackhawk? Anything, you know, I mean, I know we cover.
I mean,
the great thing about Masters of the Galaxy is that it's open to other toy lines.
Yeah, I mean, basically, it's just, you know, it's Christmas time and there's really,
Jimmy.
There's really not much going on right now, unfortunately. I would really, really would love to see like Quicksilver from Silverhawks in the Classics. I would love to see Black Star in Classics.
Yep.
You know, we got the Thundercats, which was amazing. Too bad we're not going to get that finished, but I heard, I hear that there is still hope for that. So we still may get
core figures.
Yeah, the core Thundercats. So that's not dead in the water yet. It's just, you know, whatever we get, I'm just happy with it because it's all in fun.
Me too.
You know,
you were excited the other day. You mentioned the Iron Maiden figures from Super 7.
Yeah, they made four of them, man. Ace is hot.
I know.
Yeah, they come out, Thursday, I think. And it's funny because they actually are going to release them 2 minutes to midnight. just like the song. Just like the song. So
then it's the midnight.
Exactly. You gotta get your Bruce Dickinson voice up there.
Oh dude, no, there's few people in the world that can hear him in his range.
Yeah, him and Michael Jackson.
I'm a shredder, not a singer. Cassandra will confirm that.
Yeah, so I'm pretty stoked about that, you know. You know, having the Eddie figures with Skeletor, with the reaction figures. I'm a big fan of the reaction figures. I love those toys. I think they're just so simplistic that they're awesome.
Yep.
You know, I love them.
I've seen them. I love them, and I haven't broken down and bought them yet because I know when I buy one or two, just like anything else, I gotta have the whole set. I gotta have the collection case.
Yeah.
From PowerCon or not? Was it PowerCon that had the case?
No, it was San Diego.
San Diego Comic-Con.
Yeah, yeah.
But I'm going to need all that, and it's going to cost me a small fortune, so I'm hesitating.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that's why you got to jump on them when they come out because of that.
I know.
But, yeah, I jumped on them right away as soon as they came out. I got doubles of all of them except for the black and white ones. I only got them just one set.
Oh, those were badass. Hey, I just want to say hi to OG Dan Rice. Dan Rice has been around the Waffle Group since essentially day one. He's a great guy, wonderful guy, always been super supportive of everything you do. So he says, sweet Jesus, is that a robe, Miz? No. If you haven't seen, I'm going to do it one more time, Dan.
Do a little shuffle.
Oh man! No, this is we had some technical difficulties trying to run the podcast at Masters of the Galaxy.
Yeah,
I had a whole guitar set up. We're gonna play some metal.
Yeah,
and we did it.
Yeah,
but we had to go live over at the Grand Unboxing to get Brian and I both together on the same screen.
Yeah,
I got
to figure out how to get rid of that that link thing to get me.
We'll figure it out together tomorrow.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Danny, for those guys who haven't met Brian, this is Brian. It's his first time live on the Great Unboxing.
I'm glad to be here.
We love having him here. He started up Masters of the Galaxy. He cordially invited Cassandra and I to admin there.
Yep.
And he's a huge supporter of everything we do in the Waffle Mafia.
I love it.
So
I love
it. It's an honor to have him here in the Great Unboxing and to share, like we've talked about.
And I became a member of all the Waffle groups just as well, you know?
Yes, he has.
So,
yep.
It's great to, you know, to have another family and, you know, be a part of something else. It's a good feeling, you know? It's a good feeling to know that there's other people out there that have the same beliefs and collect and do the same things as you. It's really good.
Oh, dude.
It's really good. It's really good not knowing that you're by yourself, you know, that there are other people out there.
Here you go. Here you go, Brian. Dan Rice remembers you from the old podcast with Joe Amato.
Yeah.
See, like I said, Danny's been around the block, man. He knows he knows a lot. He's a great collector.
Yeah.
Amazing guy. Like I said, I'm not just talking shit, but like I said, it's cool to be over here in the Great Unboxing and see, you know, the members I'm used to, you know, when I'm not in Galaxy or stuff like that. But guys, like I said, Brian has opened up his arms essentially to our groups and what we do. And just like we feel, we're a family. We're the Waffle Mafia.
All the
and
way.
Now we have the Galaxy to go and share our passion with. Brian, myself, and the whole admin team over there, I think there's 6 or 7 people. We're trying to get Galaxy up and running as far as, like, activity. We're trying to bring some cool stuff, and we want to share that between. It doesn't matter if it's Galaxy.
No, it's going to be
Waffles, it's Lucky
gonna be,
Legends.
All the groups that we're involved with, it's going to be an intergroup activity. And, and anybody involved in any of the groups, if you want to step up and you want to be involved, you want to be an admin, you want to be a moderator, just let us know. You got great ideas. You want to be involved. Just let us know, man. I mean, the more the merrier. It helps. The more people involved, the more it helps, because it's. People think differently, and it helps. And in that way, it helps, because I may think of this way, and you know, the Miz may think the same way as I do. But then someone else is like, "Oh, well, what about this?" And you know, that'll open our eyes and help us think, you know, a different direction. So
exactly.
So you know, to all the other groups out there that we're involved with, you know, if you really want to get involved, I mean, please. By all means,
step up.
Yeah,
absolutely.
You know, approach the Miz, approach me, approach Cassandra, approach any of us.
Absolutely.
You know, we'll,
these guys know I'm easily. If I'm not saying eBay.com, there it is.
First time.
This podcast. but like Brian is saying, man, guys,
you know, well,
we're just
welcome you. With
you guys,
arms, you know,
you see a lot of what. We've been part of for the last year and a half with the Waffle groups, the Mafia. I'm seeing it spread out through communities, other groups. I'm seeing Aaron Johnson's Pause for the Cause. It's being said in other groups. I'm seeing things that we did last year spread out through groups. To me, phenomenal. The fact that when we started with one group with David Carboca, 53 members, I think it was. Now we have... God, between the combined groups, maybe 2,000 members, and then with Galaxy, another 4,500.
Yeah.
There's so many people. There's so much stuff. There's so many ideas, guys. Don't be afraid to put them out there. Don't be afraid. These guys know they can approach myself at any time, or Cassandra, or you as well.
And then there's no bad idea, you know? It's just everything, you know, it's – even if it's just something small, it can
– Me too, Dano.
It can blow up to something big, and it could be fun to do. So, you know,
absolutely.
Always keep that in mind, guys. If you have anything in mind that you want to do, just get in touch with one of us, and you know, we can brainstorm and make it happen.
Well, I did it today. I put out the big admin message to Masters of the Galaxy.
Yes.
I was introducing myself.
Yep.
I forgot the moderators.
The Team Mr. Galaxy.
Mr. Brian Oman and Joe Amato. But the one thing I did mention, which I think we should do over at Galaxy, just, you know, as an icebreaker, hey, meet your admin.
Yeah.
Maybe you kick it off. Maybe I kick it off. I don't care. But we go on. We start a week where, hey, Every one of us does a live video. Yeah. We talk a little bit about why we collect, how we got into collecting, who we are.
Give
what
it
we
a little
do,
backstory.
And why we're part of the galaxy and why we're part of the other groups we're part of, you know?
Yeah. And why we're in the community and why and you know what we do and stuff like that. I mean, it'll give people you know, a little inkling about ourselves. And
exactly.
You know,
I was part of a few groups when I first started, when I got into this, you know, a couple thousand people. And like you said, and there's groups out there that I'm super proud of that do this, admin activity. The first few groups I was part of, I didn't know who the hell the admins were. I didn't know them from shit. I didn't see them post. I just saw sales,
right,
trades, and that's all the groups were. And that's cool. That's absolutely cool. If that's what a group is, that's awesome. But I like the family we've built in the Waffle Mafia. I like the family we've extended out to Galaxy, out to even to Evo, and to other groups that have said, hey, you know what? We're tired of inactive admin. We're tired of, you know, scammers, bullshit.
Yeah.
Garbage sites. Lost Toys is another great site. I've been talking, you know, A Message in Justice, Irving Santiago. There's a lot of great people out there doing a lot of cool things for the community.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Definitely.
And to me, to just disseminate and to say, hey, I understand allegiance to a group. Like me, I'm Waffle Mafia for life, baby. But you know what? I'm Galaxy for life as well.
There you go.
You know what? I believe in what you do, so it's a family.
It is.
I'm not going to say, hey, Brian, you're doing videos over in your site, you're doing this. You can't do that here. Not going to happen.
No, man, we're all in it together, man. Do a video here, do a
just
video there.
Just like this.
Yeah, man.
This is how we keep Masters relevant. This is how we keep Toy Lines relevant. We share. Not everybody's going to agree. Not everybody's going to have the same values. I don't care about that. I'm not going to fight with people over a Facebook group and a fucking toy.
No.
But I'm going to do what I do, and I'm going to believe in what I believe, and I'm going to always do that because that's what's fun for me. The family I've built here, the new friends, Brian, the family I've built with you in Galaxy.
Listen,
boom, baby.
Listen, like MCA said, be true to yourself and you'll never fall, you know? So
hell yeah.
It's the truth, bro. You gotta, you know. And it's a great thing, man, with these groups. You meet so many cool people that, you know, you never would have met before. So, you know, you just got to have an open heart, open eyes.
Hell yeah.
And embrace everything, you know, and you'll meet some really cool people out there.
Hell yeah.
There's a lot of cool people out there, and, you know, and just get involved. You know, we're all in it together. So let's.
That's it, man.
Let's make something good happen out of this. And we've got some good ideas, and they're on their way, and we're going to have fun with it. You know, whether you guys do it or not, we're still going to do it, you know.
Absolutely. We got Sheer Around the Shelf going.
Yeah.
Between Galaxy, the unboxing, all the waffle groups, Evo, all that stuff's going, man. We're taking all entries. I got – Cassandra and I have a cool one coming up we wanted to do, and – I want to touch on it real quick. It's called Toys from the Hood.
Yeah, this is pretty cool.
So I want to do this in Galaxy in the unboxing, but I want to do it right because it's not to make fun of cheap toys. Because listen, growing up, we were dirt poor. But Christmas, my dad went out, busted his ass, begged, borrowed, and stole to give us a great Christmas. But throughout the year, we were poor. And at Christmas time, just like now, it always brings back that great feeling of, this is why I love Masters, this is why I love toys. But, yeah, we got dollar store toys. We got shit that was
yeah,
like,
of course.
What?
We all did.
And
Cassandra
and I talked about this. She was like, yo, before you go out and think about that, I'm not out to make fun of anybody. I'm not out to make fun of someone's income level or something. Listen,
right.
I know what it's like to live off food stamps, welfare, go to food pantries. I had the shit toys. All I'm doing with Toys from the Hood is looking at some funky toys, some knockoff toys.
yeah.
And we're going to do that. We're going to split it. Cassandra and I, we're going to do two cameras, unboxing and Masters of the Galaxy. We're going to look at some shit-ass toys.
It's going to be fun, man. It's going to be fun. And you know what? That's one of the main reasons why I never showed my collection off. Is for the fact is that I don't want to – it's not the fact that I'm showing them off to show them off.
No.
I don't want people thinking that, hey, yeah, I got money and I was able to get this and I was able to get that. I don't want to
busted your ass for
I'm
that.
Not, I'm not putting it in people's faces like that. That's the reason why I never really showed my collection off. I was lucky enough to, you know, get a good job that pays really good money and support my family and also have money on the side to be able to collect and do things that I do. So
absolutely,
that's why I, you know, that I'm hesitant because I don't want to, you know, I don't want people thinking that I'm, you know, being that way, shoving stuff in people's faces and whatnot. So,
No, man, absolutely not. And I understand. Like I said, that's the same thing. And when I stepped back, I looked at the promo I put up. I said, "Toys for the Hood." And I was like, you know what? This can come off wrong, but it's not about.
No, it's not. It's fun. It's going to be a fun thing to do.
It's in good fun, and it's not like I said. Listen, I got dollar store toys growing up. I got Masters growing up.
Shit, I mean, I remember getting all the knockoff Remco toys. You know, you know, I got them too. You know,
yep.
I mean,
Kevin, same thing, dude. I miss my dad. Like I said, Kevin, my dad passed away when I was 11 years old. Kevin said he misses his dad because all the times he went searching for toys together. My dad, we didn't go searching for toys, but. Poor guy, no education, made $15 an hour between three jobs. But when it came to Christmas, he begged, borrowed, or stealed, and he gave us a big Christmas. And that's why I always remember He-Man. That's why I always look to He-Man, Masters of the Universe, and Christmas time. It was always my favorite time of year. My dad put his heart out there.
He's cool.
Busted his ass.
Yeah, so that's good.
I understand, brother, man. That I'm the same way. So
yeah.
I never want anybody to feel that I'm making fun of something. But
right. Right.
It's not. It's just a memory or what makes me appreciative of what we have
right,
now.
Exactly.
As adults.
Right, right.
Brian, I live in a goddamn trailer right now, so I'm not.
Hey, man, listen, no one's knocking you. You got a roof over your head. You got a nice family. That's all
exactly.
That matters.
Exactly. I couldn't be happier with my life. I have a beautiful woman.
That's all that matters.
My little girl, my daughter, her family. I couldn't be a richer man.
That's it.
As far as what I see.
That's all that matters, man. That's
absolutely,
that's
man.
All that counts. You know, everything else is icing on
trivial.
The cake. Yeah. Yeah.
Yep.
It's the truth.
Anything else you want to cover tonight? Or I'm happy we got this podcast.
Yeah,
tonight.
I'm good. I'm glad that we got something going, and we'll have to regroup and, you know, do something better.
Yeah, we'll.
That's
a cool thing, though, man. The people that we work with, our members, we understand that, dude. We had some technical difficulties, but we got through. We still got a podcast out
there.
We still
got it going.
Doing what we're doing.
Yeah. Yeah. So, you know, maybe we'll get back towards the end of the week. If not, definitely, you know, every Monday we're here. But,
yeah.
We'll
say between 7 and 8 Mondays, you know, Monday,
yeah.
7 and 8, if we can get this straightened out.
If it works, right.
We'll see how we fare. We'll talk to everybody this Saturday from the city.
Yes, Saturday's the date. We'll definitely meet.
Well, you got a phone. I've got a phone. Cassandra's got a phone. We're going live from three different phones.
Oh, it's going to be great. It's going to be like one of those crazy Tom Green episodes with all the different angles. So it should be fun.
Thanks, Danny.
It should.
Dan says he's glad he caught this, man.
Good.
Hasn't seen a good one since Joe and Aaron. Hey, man. Dan, I appreciate it. Like I said, the Great Unboxing, I love this site, guys. And like I said, I appreciate everybody who's kept it going. We have 400-something members. We don't push in our – we've never really pushed in our groups for, like, growth. We've kind of let people naturally matriculate into the Waffle groups as a family. So, you know, Aaron has 600-something people. David has 400-something. I'm just about 400. The Great Unboxing is over 400. So it's like 1,000 or so people, but I love that because it's a tight community.
Yeah, it's good.
Kevin Castillo says, Ozone, who is your favorite character?
Batros.
Batros?
Yep.
Really?
Yep, love him.
Wow.
He's my favorite.
That is an odd fucking choice.
I love him. For some weird reason, man, I don't know what it is about him, but he's my favorite.
I respect that.
I don't know why. I don't know why, but I fell in love with that character, and I was so goddamn pleased when they finally made him.
Dude, that's awesome.
I was really happy that they made him. Him and Camel Khan, for some reason. I don't know why Camel Khan. I can't stand Khan himself, but Camel Khan, I love him.
That's awesome, dude.
Yeah.
And Dan Rice says, and then there was eBay.com. See, I didn't say it, Dan. I'm going to do a quick promotion for eBay.com since everybody's watching. Guys, if you're not part of it or you're doing it, this is our this month's giveaway for December. It's a SNES Classics Mini, brand new in the box. We do a giveaway every month at Most Powerful Auction. So here it is. It's free to join, free to win.
That's awesome.
Brian's choking on a lung.
Yeah.
Brian has been a big supporter of Most Powerful Auctions. Brian, Most Powerful Auctions started in these waffle groups. It started with these people that I'm knowing we're talking to.
It's good.
As a stupid idea. As a stupid, hey, eBay.com. Somebody said, yo, where's that site? I was like, well, we need to make it. So
right.
Here it is, guys. This is what we're giving away for free. Brian, it's Masters of the Galaxy podcast. You got to take us out, brother.
All right, man. Well, I just want to thank, you know, Great Unboxing for, you know, hosting this. Thanks, John. Thanks,
thank everybody
writing in. And thanks, everybody in the community. And hopefully we get this, you know, fixed. And we will see you soon. And please, guys, if you want to be involved, please get in touch with one of us. Step up. And be more than welcome to have you aboard. And there's nothing but good things coming, man. Just sit tight and have fun.
And hell yeah.
That's all I got to say. So rock on, man.
Hell yeah. As Brian said, guys, thank you so much, man. It's an odd night where we're doing the Masters of the Galaxy podcast and the Grand Unboxing. But you know what? This is exactly what Brian and I believe in.
Yep.
I don't care if we did it from Masters of the Galaxy. I don't care if we did it from the Most Powerful Waffles. Lucky Lens, we got it out there. We're doing it with the community. We're doing it with the members and the people that we started with. This is what we love. This is what we're doing, guys. Thank you. Seriously, I say this all the time like an old man, but from the bottom of my heart, thank you so much for all your support, for supporting the groups, the Waffles, the .com, Masters of the Galaxy, guys.
Yep.
Get your ideas out there, man.
Yep.
Get your Shearer on the shelves out there.
Yes.
Get your asses over to Galaxy and let us see something.
Let's get this going, guys. So until next time, man, I'll see you then.
Hell yeah. I got to go pee. I'm out of here.
Later.
take care, guys.
Later.